I'm Jennifer Fuller reporting the news on WSIU. A partly sunny sky in store for us today. We'll see a high near 56 degrees, but it may never feel even that warm as west-northwest winds will blow at 10 to 20 miles an hour, gusting to around 30 miles an hour. State police have released the name of the man who was shot during an altercation with Carbondale police early Saturday morning. Troopers say 28-year-old Jeremy Spivey of Marion was observed shooting in the direction of a crowd of people. Investigators say a Carbondale police officer shot Spivey to stop that threat. Spivey was taken to Memorial Hospital of Carbondale and later airlifted out of the region for treatment. Investigators with state police are asking any witnesses to contact them as they look into the case. The number to call is 542-2171. Spivey was on parole at the time of the shooting. State police say he was on a parole violation warrant as well. They expect further charges to be filed as a part of that case. A newspaper investigation found 15 children died of abuse or neglect from 2012 to 2016 while their families received what's known as intact family services from organizations hired by the Illinois Department of Children and Family Services. The Intact Family Services program assists about 2,700 children statewide. It aims to offer counseling, resources, and oversight to keep families together instead of removing children from their homes and placing them in foster care. The Tribune says its investigation found only one death occurred during the program from 2007 to 2011. The investigation found the spike in deaths came after DCFS privatized the program, shifting the care of families to nonprofit groups. The state's new child welfare director, Beverly Walker, says she started reforming the program by hiring more child protective staff and increasing the agency's oversight and supervision of the nonprofits. The General Assembly returns to Springfield today at the start of the fall veto session. State House reporter Brian Mackey has a preview of what's in store.
Governor Bruce Rauner gave lawmakers a lot to deal with in the veto session, nearly three dozen bills affecting everything from state finances to the minimum wage. Democrats and their supporters are urging overrides. Attorney General Lisa Madigan is pushing a student loan bill of rights.
I need everyone to reach out to their state senators and state representatives and tell them to override the governor's veto.
Lawmakers are not restricted to only dealing with vetoed bills during the veto session. Several Democrats are pushing gun control measures following the shooting earlier this month in Las Vegas. I'm Brian Mackey.
The Illinois Community College Board has put together a group aimed at studying the future of post-secondary education. The statewide task force on the future of adult education and literacy will develop a plan for workforce training over the next 5 years. Officials say that more than a million adults in Illinois don't have a high school diploma or equivalent certificate. They say 7 in 10 jobs will soon require some education or other training beyond high school. I'm Jennifer Fuller.